If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in John chapter 20. And I'm just going to read the last two verses, verse 30 and 31. John chapter 20 and verse 30. And many other signs, truly, did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Now, my title is this, These Are Written. That's the title, Paul. These are written. And I did a little checking. 80 times in the Bible is this exact statement written. It is written. That is written 80 times in the scriptures. 63 of them are in the New Testament. The vast majority. 26 times in the gospel alone. The written word of God is his gift to us. The written word of God is important. The written word of God is vital. Matter of fact, this written word of God is the sole authority of the church and of believers. Old Testament and New Testament. Both. Matter of fact, well, Peter wrote this, because I know a lot of people think, well, whatever it says it's written, usually it means the Old Testament, and that's true in the scriptures. When it is, it's referring to the Old Testament. But Peter wrote this in 2 Peter 3:15 and 16. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do, and here it is, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Paul states clearly that he put Paul's epistles, Paul's writing, as scripture. He's comparing it with the other scriptures. Because here's the thing, this is what Peter understood, and this is what the world doesn't understand. If you're going to disagree with Paul, you're going to be disagreeing with the whole book. If you're going to disagree with the Old Testament, you're going to be disagreeing with the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because this is one book. It's made of many books, but it has one message. And that is Jesus is the Christ. That's the message. But it starts off here, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. All right? If you look on the next page, or chapter 21, and verses 24 and 25, the last two verses of chapter 21. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Amen. We sing a song sometimes. I've heard it sung. The half has never yet been told. That's true. That's true. I mean, if you stop and think about it, there's about five chapters in John where you're dealing with the space of one night and the next day. And there's only 21 chapters in the book. The half has never yet been told. Now, here's the fact. We don't know anything more than what has been written in this book. That's a fact. Now, here's another fact. We don't know everything that has been written in this book. There is such a thing as to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I see things in this book every time I look at it that I didn't know before. Yeah. Not from that particular spot. But here's the thing. The book of Isaiah agrees with the book of John. Yeah. The books of Moses agree with the epistles of the Apostle Paul. It all agrees in one. And that one is Jesus Christ the Lord. The half has never yet been told, but we don't know what's in here. Not all of it, by any stretch of the imagination. Because we've got enough trouble keeping up with what's written. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God. Rightly dividing what? The word of truth. What is written. These are written. The world doesn't believe him or what has been written. And as a matter of fact, there has been a conscientious effort to deny this book, to deny the writers of this book, to deny the written words that those writers wrote. But these are written. These are written. But God's children, his adopted sons and daughters, Christ's brethren, do believe him and his word as it is written. Then John writes this, but these are written. These are written. These words are written down, and we have them preserved for us, translated into English right now. Right now. And here's the thing. These words were written because they were to be written. God didn't leave his word up to chance. He did not leave his word up to chance. God wanted these to be written. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15 and 16, 17 says this, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, in Christ. That the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. The scriptures are important. The scriptures are vital. They are the only guide we have for what is true and what is not true. Now, this is not hard for a believer, but it's impossible for an unbeliever.
Amen. That's right.
You understand? I mean, I've heard, what was it Earl used to say up here? Well, God said all men are created equal. No, that was Abraham Lincoln. God didn't say that. God said Jesus Christ is supreme. God said Jesus Christ is superior to men and to angels and to the prophets and to the priests and to the kings of the Old Testament. By him all things consist. And these are written. These are written. What was it? 2 Peter 1 and 21 says this, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Talking about the Old Testament. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Well, I know that's Old Testament. Right. But Peter went on. What? In his next epistle. No, I'm sorry, the same epistle, in chapter 3, I already read it, to say that the Apostle Paul's words were Scripture. Yeah. What's that mean? He wrote as was directed by the Holy Spirit of God. That's true. Because here's the thing. This is the thing. And I want to, seven words. Okay? I am the Lord. Which everybody agrees with. Even though they don't believe it, they'll agree with that. I am the Lord. Here's the part they don't get. I change not. Because you understand, those seven words are for me a glorious, gracious truth. You understand? If God loves you, He'll never change. If Christ loves you, He's God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He'll never change. But I'm going to tell you something. For some people, those same seven words, I am the Lord, I change not, those are words of doom and despair. And they're also the words of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Understand? I am the Lord, I change not. And these things are written. These are written. Because those in the Old Testament were written to those that believe. And these words that John has written here in the New Testament, they're written to those who believe. That's what it says. 1 John 2 and verse 21 says this, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Who was a liar? What did John say? Who was a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. These are written. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. I wrote to you. That's what John told us. I wrote to you. Why? That know the truth. That believe the truth. Those who know that Jesus is the Christ, these are written to believers. To believers. Because there is one uncontested, incontrovertible fact about the natural man. About the natural man. And here's that fact. The natural man will not have this man, Jesus the Christ, to reign over him. Okay, he might have him to reign, but he won't have him to reign over him. He might say, oh yes, God is sovereign. He's just not sovereign over me. But I can do what I want. I can go where I will. Oh no, Scripture's clear. Man proposes, but God disposes. The lot is cast into the lap, rolling dice. The dispersal thereof, the disposal thereof, is of the Lord. Ah, I'd be tough being an insurance agent, because everything'd be an act of God to me. I don't believe in accidents. I believe in providence. I believe in providence. Jesus spoke that in a parable, that they would not have this man to reign over them. And it's still true. It's still true today. This unbelieving world, while Christ was here, walking on it, speaking nothing but truth, healing, raising the dead, opening blind eyes, curing lepers, making not only just curing lepers, making them whole. Making them whole. And they went about trying to kill him. The religious and the secular alike. They hated me. Christ said it himself. They hated me without a cause. And you know what? That's written too. That's written too. These things are written. These are written. What? That you believe that Jesus is the Christ. See, here's the miracle of it. Some do believe. As we are naturally. In our father Adam, we're nothing but sin. There's none good, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that, what? Seeks after God. But some do. Some do. Christ told some himself, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, If I tell ye, ye will not believe. That's the facts. This book is written. It's available everywhere. People will give you one. They'll give you one even if you don't ask for it. Some of them will. But man, the natural man, will not have this man to reign over them. They don't like what is written. They don't like what he said. They don't like what he did. The things of Christ, the fact that Jesus is the Christ, is spiritually discerned.
Amen.
It is spiritually perceived, understood, and believed that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus, the one born of a woman, made under the law. Oh, made under the law. What? That those under the law might be saved. Oh, wow. The one that John wrote about, the one whose words and actions Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John wrote about. They wrote it down. This Jesus is the Christ of God, the one prophesied in the Old Testament. Yes, what was it? A child is born, but the Son was given.
Amen.
Or excuse me, a child is born and the Son is given. I like that, I do. What did he say? He was looked for and seen in the Old Testament. What did he say? Christ said it himself. Moses saw my day. But not only that, he was glad. He was glad. Moses saw the day of Jesus Christ and was glad. We have it written in here, and people will scoff. People will murmur. People will complain. People will say, "You talk too much about Christ. You talk too much about Jesus. Don't you know anything else?" Well, certainly I know something else, but nothing is valuable. I know lots of things, but that's not why I'm here. And I hope to God that's not why you're here, and I hope that's not why you're listening. He's the message. These are written. What? They're written of him. Moses wrote of me. That's what Jesus Christ said. He told some of them, he said, "You search the scriptures." Why? They're written. You search the scriptures, but they are they which testify of me. Jesus Christ. These are written that you may know that Jesus is the Christ. And these are written so that I can preach that Jesus is the Christ. And you can hear that Jesus is the Christ. This is his word. What? Why is that so important? Again, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ," here it is born of God.
Yeah.
Born of God. Oh, I like that. "And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." All right. If you love Christ, you'll love his people. That's what it says. He that loves not his brother is a murderer. Yeah. Him that hates his brother is a murderer. Mm-hmm. And that's not talking about your rotten brother-in-law. It's talking about your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
If you love him that begat, you'll love those that are begotten of him.
Right.
Only those who are born from above, born of God, believe that Jesus is the Christ. These are written. These are written. What? That Jesus is the Christ? And here he makes it even more specific. The Son of God. The Son of God. There's a lot of people going around think Jesus was a really good teacher. They don't do what he taught. They don't do what he said, but they think he was a really good teacher. He had some good points. No, this Jesus is the Christ, what? The Son of God. The Christ is God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What? These three are one. One. Isaiah 47 and verse 4. As for our Redeemer. Now, Jesus Christ is a Redeemer. Is there any question about that from the New Testament? But as for our Redeemer, what? The Lord of hosts is his name. Oh, what? The Holy One of Israel. Jesus is the Christ. Isaiah 48 and verse 2 says this, for they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. What? Isaiah 51 and 15. But I am the Lord thy God. What? That divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And he's your Redeemer. If you're redeemed, he's the only Redeemer. He's the only Redeemer. Hear this one, Isaiah 54 and verse 5. I love this one. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. What? The God of the whole earth. What? Shall he be called? You know why he's going to be called that? Because he is. That's right. The Redeemer is the God of the whole earth. The Son of God. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. This was revealed to Peter by the Father. You know who said that? Well, it's written down. This is written. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Oh my. What? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. I like that, I do. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And believing, you have life through his name.
Yeah.
Oh. By faith, the just live. By faith, the just live. By the faith of God's elect, by grace, through faith, of Jesus Christ, the gift of God, the called of God, we all live and move and what? Have our being.
Amen.
Whoa. In Christ. In Christ. Can I make that any more clear? Knowing Christ is not the act of a natural man. It's not. It's not. Believing Christ is not the act of the natural man. It takes the power of God to believe Christ. It takes the Holy Spirit of God in you to believe Christ. Oh, that's written too. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send the Comforter, and he's going to take the things of mine and show them to you. Oh, I like that. I like that. Knowing Christ is not the act of the natural fleshly man, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. What? No man can come unto the Father except by me. Because our life, true eternal life, is hid with Christ in God. You don't see it. We don't see it. But the Holy Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
If you're born of God, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're none of His.
Amen. That's right.
That's what it says. These are written. One more thing, just on the off end here. What did it say about the Bereans in the book of Acts? They were more noble than others. Why? What did they do? They searched the Scriptures. They studied the Scriptures. What? To see if Paul was telling the truth. And he was. And he was. Nothing Paul wrote in the New Testament disagrees with anything written in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Jesus Christ in the Gospels is the one that mostly said, it is written.
Yeah.
It is written. Oh, my. See, this is the thing nowadays. Nobody wants to search the Scriptures.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got them on my phone. Mm-hmm. Okay? I got them on a tablet. I got them on a computer at my house. And guess what? I got a little magnifying glass there that has search function. That's how I know it was 80 times in the whole Scriptures that it is written, as it was written down. I didn't count them. Used to have to do that. Used to get out Strong's Concordance and count out. And I'd miscount and count three times to get three different numbers. So I let the computer do it for me. But here's the thing. They don't even want to do that. But these Bereans did. And they went the right direction. That's why I said they were more noble. I don't know whether they believed or not. But here's the thing. They were searching the Scriptures to see if these things were so that Paul was saying. That's a good thing. Walter said it this morning on TV. I was thinking about it and I thought, hey, try the spirits. Am I speaking right now any different than what this book says? What this book has written down? These are written. If I am, you don't have to listen to me. But if I am speaking what this book says, you better hear. You better hear. Oh, that's another thing about those that are born of God. They'll hear us. Why? Because he's speaking according to the Scriptures. Because these things are written. These are written. I didn't write them, and you didn't write them. But we read them. We read them. Study to show thyself approved. We read them, and by his grace, these written things, we believe and we speak.
Yeah.
This is what we got. We speak because I have nothing to say of any true spiritual value except that which comes from the Scriptures. That's all there is. What I think, what you think, hey, it might be true. But if it's not from this book, it's not the truth. Because what I think may be true and what I think may not be true. But here's the thing. The Scripture is always true.
Amen.
Even when we don't understand it, the Scripture is always true. The Scripture is always true when we do understand it. But the Scripture is true even when we don't. Because see, the problem's never with the Scriptures. The problem is with us. The problem's with me. What? But here's the thing. If you know Jesus Christ, you will believe his word. Because if you believe Jesus Christ, I can tell you this, he prayed for you. He prayed for you. He'd already told him, I pray not for the world. I pray for those that thou have given me out of the world. But then here later on, John 17 verse 20 says this, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. These are written. Oh, I like that. They shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You understand? We believe through the words of the apostles, the words of Christ himself, the words of the prophets, the books of the law, Moses. We believe Christ because he's spoken of in all of those. The whole book. There's one Lord, one faith, one church, of whom Christ is the head. But here it says in Romans 10 and verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? What? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written. As it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Those that are sent preach the gospel. The gospel of peace, and that's the same word, the gospel of good things. You know why? Because it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is plumb full of good things. Oh, I like that. Oh, and guess what? Where do these preachers get this gospel of peace and the gospel of glad tidings? It's written. It's written. These are written. This is what we got. Preach the truth written by the Holy Spirit through the apostles, prophets, and in the law. The gospel of God's dear Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ is written down for us, to read and to preach. And we are to believe him, him. Now, because we believe him, we believe his word. Because he has revealed himself to us, we believe what is written. It doesn't go the other way. He's the life. Not this book. Now, like I said, this book is important. It's vital. It's necessary. But this book is not my salvation. Jesus Christ is salvation. God's dear Son. We believe him through the word which he has given us. The Holy Spirit of truth glorifies Jesus the Christ. Because the Holy Spirit takes the words of Christ and shows them to us. These things are written that you believe that Jesus is the Christ. Now, one word of warning before I quit. It's in Revelation 22 and verse 19. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. What's that about? Well, if you remember the word, two words, hermeneutical eisegesis. You don't add anything to this book. You don't take anything out of it, but you don't add anything to it. God said what God meant. Now, your problem might be you don't know what he means. My problem might be I'm not sure what he means. Well, in that case, I might need to not talk about that part and talk about the part he has revealed to me. Because that's one of the things Jesus did on the road to, was it the road to Emmaus in the end of the book of Luke? What? Then opened he their understanding.
Amen.
What? Of the scriptures. Of the scriptures. What? That they were about him. That they were about the Christ. That's what it is. These are written. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not, what? The record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you. This is 1 John 5 and 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ. So these things are written. These things are written. I didn't make up anything today. I quoted you a bunch of scriptures. These things are written. Now the only question left is, do you believe? Do you believe him? Do you believe him? Because these are written so that you believe. He did not leave himself without a witness. I can witness to people, but I'm not the witness. We've got his witness in here. We've got his own words written down. I was listening to Henry Mahan on the way up here, and he said, a person ought to be more careful about picking your pastor than picking your wife or your spouse. Because marriages will dissolve. But you better be under somebody that's preaching the truth.
Amen.
And I agree with that. I agree. It's also very important to pick your spouse carefully too. Don't yoke yourself with an unbeliever if you can possibly avoid it. But here's the thing. These are written for all our needs. His word is true. His word is always true. And they are for admonition and rebuke. And neither admonition nor rebuke is pleasant. Just like chastisement is not pleasant. But afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
These are written that you might know that Jesus is the Christ. And he is the Christ, whether you know it or not. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. But thank you, Lord, most of all, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who did redeem his people from their sins, who did save his people from their sins. And he is bringing them in, calling them out, bringing them out of the world and into your glorious light. Thank you, Lord. Be with Paul as he comes to preach. Give him the words we need to hear. Help us to understand your gospel more and more every day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.